Hello, I'm Anthony Green, and this is After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery, brought to you by CG United. Good like that.
Today and tomorrow are public holidays in St. Vincent. They're celebrating Vincimas. The irony of it is that St. Vincent and the Grenadines are picking up the pieces following the destruction caused by Hurricane Beryl a week ago. According to the July 6th edition of the Searchlight News Online, the show must go on. An abridged version of Vincimas is how the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, said it was proceeding. In the meantime, the recovery efforts continue on Union Island, and Starcom Network News reporter Tanisha Rock-Pierre was there over the weekend. Yasmin Walson spoke to her about the smell of dead animals.
Yeah, we need the solitary waste to come and at least try to see if they can get the garbage, because I think there is a lot of animals underneath trapped and probably start smelling, and no one here came to really start doing it. We're waiting still. However, that would be appreciated.
Walson is a marine ranger. She also runs a shop on Union Island and is among those counting her losses.
For me, I was running a little shop that I was renting, a food place in the evening after work. That's underground, so that's another income for me gone. And then I don't know how soon I'm going to walk because the entire place is damaged.
She shared her view of the priorities for Union Island.
Well, so far there's a lot of buildings that's basically mash up, and we have a lot of people who don't have any homes, don't have any roofs, and their lack of food, especially the older ones who don't have anyone to give them. They don't have any means of communicate outside, because this storm happened on Monday, and today is Saturday, and we haven't got any signal from Flo. Giselle just tried a couple days ago. So at least if we have some signal, some service, you know, we could communicate with people out on the outer end that can send more stuff for us. We'll appreciate that a lot.
Needed or was required
we need
for
a lot
you to
of,
get
well, we get water, so on, but we need at least electricity. We need services and signals from the phone companies. Those are very important.
Wilson has been applauding the assistance received so far.
Latin came a long way. They did a lot. The Coast Guard, for the French Coast Guard came, they distributed a lot. The French have done a lot, a lot.
So you're pleased with the assistance?
I'm pleased, yes. The government is trying its best because, you know, he has to have proper planning in place to make sure, I'm not trying to be biased in any way, but he has to also have proper planning in place to make sure everything is working good. Because all the school is damaged, he would have to think how to get the kids back to school in September. He would have to probably send them to school on the mainland until those here are finished. So it's a lot of work for the government. The Prime Minister visited us the day after, and he saw what went on, and he said he's going to do as much as he can, and we're just waiting, basically.
Marine Park Ranger and shop owner Yasmin Walson.
This has been After Hurricane Beryl, The Road to Recovery. Continue to listen to the Starcom network of stations as our team tracks the initial recovery of St. Vincent and the Grenadines after Hurricane Beryl. Brought to you compliments of CG United. Good like that.